And welcome back on Husker Radio. Tristan Winder, glad to sit down with Gary Pearson, joining us from the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation. Gary, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for taking some time for us, my friend.
Always nice to be invited in.
Absolutely. And Gary, there's a lot that we could talk about, but first things first, I want to talk about the 107th Second Nebraska Legislative Session. You and I are a couple of individuals that pay quite close attention to the Nebraska Legislature, so we always have a good time chatting about it. But historically speaking, the legislature passed a lot of bills that are going to have a huge economic impact on the 42nd Legislative District, including Lincoln County and North Platte.
Yeah, I mean, the whole session was just, as you categorized, as historic. You know, there was budget projections make it to where you get a lot of proposals and you have to do a lot of trimming and, you know, mm-hmm. and there's not very much you can prioritize. But this particular year, revenues were up considerably across the state, including state revenues. And then, of course, they had all the federal ARPA money that was coming down and had to be designated. And the legislature had to prioritize. A lot of bills were introduced to try to divvy that up. But certainly our legislative district is phenomenal. I mean, I've been following legislation for a long, long time, and I've testified multiple times down there. And we really won the lottery, you know, in this particular year. It just, all of our, and the good work that went into a lot of really great projects, you know, made that happen. It wasn't that they were just handing out money for the sake of handing it out. I mean, we competed hard for it.
Oh, absolutely.
And we certainly have two projects that are also historic in nature when it comes to the impact that they will have on North Platte, Lincoln County area, and our entire region, and that, of course, being sustainable beef, and then as well as the rail park.
Mm-hmm.
So thank Senator Jacobson for the good work he did in finishing up the legislative session and helping secure that financing. And you always got some last-minute things that occur, and other communities come after the money, or somebody's trying to undermine you. And we were able to fight it off, but you know, some of them hire some pretty high-powered lobbyists that beat on the senators and try to get them to be influenced in a different direction. And thankfully, both of those projects got to the finish line, and the governor signed off on it. So we feel very, very fortunate and blessed to have done that. And these projects are great for the state of Nebraska.
Oh, absolutely!
I mean, it is money very well spent. You know, sustainable beef, what they've gone through, and, you know, talk about a lengthy process, you know, 14 months basically to get through all the 14 different public votes that were held by different governing bodies. And just the enormity of trying to put a project of that magnitude together and all the due diligence that has to occur. And then you get all the inflationary things, the supply disruptions. Certainly escalated their costs considerably. So the $20 million that the legislature allocated for infrastructure will certainly help. Pretty much matches up with the tax increment financing that was issued by the local community. So mm-hmm. it was a good partnership there. There's some outside hope they could even get a USDA grant that was allocated for the meatpacking industry.
Oh, wow.
For some of the smaller projects, but initial information that came out made their project a little bit larger than what the grant was intended for, but they continue to work with USDA. And so we're a little bit hopeful there. But
sure.
The great thing about it is their whole plan is coming together. We're even talking currently about groundbreaking schedules and governor schedule and things like that. And
awesome.
So I look for that to occur in June. And we'll probably have some type of a ceremonial deal downtown, perhaps.
Sure.
Out at the site really doesn't lend itself. You know, may have a few people throwing a spade of dirt out there. You know,
just a couple of gold shovels, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. But to bring the public in and to hear the governor talk and David Briggs, the CEO, and some of the other people associated with sustainable beef, it certainly would be a historic day in North Platte for sure.
Absolutely.
And it will just continue to pay dividends for years to come.
And generations to come too, Gary. And you mentioned Senator Jacobson a moment ago, our appointed District 42 state senator. One thing that Senator Jacobson's brought back is weekly updates with the Chamber Development Corporation. What's the response been from directors and members in bringing that back with our state senator?
Oh, very good. I mean, it's gonna take another session or two to get people really back. And
sure.
It's just something that Senator Groney did not like to do and did not want to do. So we respected his wishes there, but you know, he did some really good stuff with introducing this legislation, you know, and then Senator Jacobson saw it to the finish line. So, but having that weekly update is so critically valuable, and we tried doing that on Monday morning. And it just seems like a good time to do it, kicking off the week, and you know what. Public hearings are coming up. It gives him a chance to hear from others that
sure.
you know, have direct input. And he's really good about the emails and even texts. I mean, we were going back and forth on a pretty frequent basis those critical days in the final stages of the legislature this year. And, of course, the casino horse race bill was also
–
you know, there's a lot of back and forth going on there. But, again, you get some high-powered lobbyists that deal with companies like Fauner Park, and they, you know, they're trying to protect their turf and made it very difficult to get anything into the legislation without looking futuristic, like you're going to be required to do cost-benefit analysis, economic feasibility study, and a socio-economic impact study, and you know, everything they could to throw some more roadblocks in, but our Global Gaming Nebraska LLC, the Chickasaw Nation, mm-hmm. has been very faithful to the North Platte project, and they said they promised me we're not going anywhere, and, you know, if we can get this worked out and find out the timeline process. I know they had a really good meeting about a week ago with the Nebraska Racing and Gaming Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Boyd, who's been here making presentations to the community, was present at that. Had really great interaction. He's built up a great rapport with all the decision makers. So I think they get it. You know, this is supposed to be a statewide initiative. Regardless of what you think about casinos and gambling and those kind of things, it's going to be somewhere in western Nebraska.
So, as close as Ogallala, potentially, even.
Yeah. I mean, so people that want to gamble or have that kind of entertainment are going to find a venue.
Yep.
So you're going to have to put up with the ills of society, you know, the people who don't do it responsibly. But you might as well have some of the good part of it, too. And that's a real revenue generator for a community and a real traffic generator. And to have an interstate location out near that lake out there, it just, I mean, can you imagine that reflecting off the lights or the, you know, at night with the lights?
Oh, yeah. And another feather in the cap for the wonderful town of North Platte for Lincoln County. And Gary, I always love talking politics with you because you and I are in the same boat in a lot of ways politically. We cast our ballot boxes and we get to leave that between us, the good Lord, and the ballots themselves. But we do, you know, issue our opinions very generally. And generally speaking, Legislative District 42 is in a very good spot no matter how the voters elect to go with Commissioner Bruns or with Senator Jacobson.
Yep.
And I would stress that from an economic development standpoint as well, wouldn't you?
Couldn't ask for better allies, either one of them. They're just, Chris has done some phenomenal things in a short time as a Lincoln County commissioner. He's very, very devoted to economic development. He's been a tremendous help in getting the county on board with the potential Inland Port Authority,
mm-hmm.
be part of our rail park. So, yeah, we win regardless, you know, and both of them have proven track records. Obviously, Senator Jacobson's done a number of things in North Platte from both an economic development and understanding the business world. You know, he's built a very, very successful business from the ground floor up, knows how it's done, and his bank has a great impact in the local community, the way they support different things and so forth. But so, yes, I mean, that's a really tough one, you know, but you know, the voters still win in the end, the citizens do, and it's just a matter of, you know, who appeals to what.
And I've joked about this on the air. I think I've joked about it with you, too, and I know with Senator Jacobson and Commissioner Brenz also. I could tell you a couple of state senators that I would choose either Mike or Chris over that are currently down there in the Nebraska legislature. It's unfortunate we can only send one of them down there.
Right. I'd say quite a few.
Yeah. Or just lawmakers in general nationwide.
But. Yeah. But, I have to credit the senators. When we were down there testifying and pushing the bills through, they were very attentive, mm-hmm. listened, were intrigued by the uniqueness of both of those projects. So, you know, without their support, without advancing it through the committees and the full legislative body vote, was pretty overwhelmingly positive and in favor. So, you know, I thank them for all their service. I mean,
it's a commitment.
They get paid pittance for what they go through. And it's unfortunate the mm-hmm. voters of the state of Nebraska don't recognize the value and the criticalness of the good people making the right decisions. And so we make it very difficult for the financial compensation, what little there is, you know, to put them in those positions. But still a lot of dedicated people who choose to, you know, it's important service. And I've told people a long time, you know, government's only as good as the people who represent it.
Yeah.
You know, and so that could be good, bad, or ugly, you know, and I've seen it all in my time. So, we need good people at all levels. And thankfully, you know, we have a lot of good people in local government in North Platte. And certainly from a facilitation point of view, you have to have the city and county involved in various projects because that's where all your development processes have to get approved, mm-hmm. the zoning part of it, the platting part of it, the building permit issuing, inspections that occur. If you do a redevelopment project, there's three or four other processes. So we're driving a couple of those through the city process right now.
Sure.
We need to expand Twin Rivers Business Park infrastructure. That's proven to be a very valuable asset to the community.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to have a community-controlled business park in order for the Nebraska Department of Economic Development to share proposals or inquiries they get from various industries.
Okay.
And also be a certified economic development community, you have to have a community-controlled business park. What that does is then we get RFPs, requests for proposal. We always try to respond and put North Platte, Lincoln County's best foot forward.
Sure.
And then if we're fortunate enough that we get a site visit from them and they come here, we make sure they see all the sites, private developers that have
sure.
all other locations, because a business park isn't a best fit for everybody, but certainly when it's shovel ready, makes all the difference in the world.
Learned with K&M Tire, right?
K&M Tire is a perfect example. And there was another company that was working with Proteria Ventures, who has built the various warehouses out at our business park, who would have been build a building bigger than K&M. But where they wanted to locate, there was no infrastructure. And again, they needed to make a decision sooner than later. Everybody knows interest rates are creeping up. And so had we had the infrastructure already in there, it's probably another company that would have been a part of North Platte now. But they chose to go to a different community. So we just got to do it. We've got to put the proposal forward, let the city make the decision. We started that with the CRA, the Community Redevelopment Authority, last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it will now go to the Planning Commission, which you serve on,
yep.
On the 31st of this month. Mm-hmm. So with redevelopment, there's all these statutory requirements where you have to publish so many days in advance and
sure.
sometimes twice. And so to the mayor's credit, and we both know that he ran on this campaign But he is going to streamline development processes so we just don't kill developers with time. And, you know, time is money, and time is so important when you got energy behind a project. And if you spread that out for 6, 7, 8, 9 months, a lot of times you just kill a project. The thing of it is, the other developers that watch that, hear about it, that process, and they say, my gosh, it takes that long. I'm not even going to think about looking at
that word spreads, unfortunately.
That community. So to the mayor's credit, we've got it streamlined on a timeline, and we'll see if we can make it work. And we're also, it's not that we aspire to do these things, but, you know, the whole community is frustrated with the housing situation right now.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. And again, developers do not want the headache, the timeline, or some of the financial risk to put in a bunch of street, sewer, water, stormwater, all other types of utilities, and go through that convoluted process and to get that in before they throw a spade of dirt building a house. Mm-hmm. They want to do what they do best, and that's build housing.
Absolutely.
So what we decided to do, and we got a really great committee working all the details on this, but we put together a plan, and trust me, no private sector developer would touch it because there's no money in the end. We're just hoping we get made whole at the end of when the development is fully built out. We're hoping that that'll occur within 4 years, but we looked at areas on the north side of the community that was already blighted to kind of accelerate the process. We don't have to do a study and go through all that because that's another 180-day process a lot
major
of times.
Major process.
So we've found a location up near River's Edge Golf Course. The city owns the property. You have the elementary or the middle school up there, and there's a vacant piece of property. It's already blighted, and we would just take the far north corner, about 13 acres of that, but put in a 51-lot subdivision. And we've been working with a modular home builder because, you know, the stick-built contractors are all busy wherever they're at, and we've talked to a number of them. We're trying to get them convinced to come to North Platte. Some of them are interested in doing the upper end, but we have nobody targeting that workforce housing. And even at today's price, people look at that and go, how can you consider that workforce housing? Well, you tell me, you know, who's building what today under $300,000? It's hard to find.
And these would be relatively close to Sustainable Beef as well, too, right?
Well, not really. You know, it's up there by River's Edge.
Okay,
golf
okay.
Course.
Sure, okay.
It's on the far north side of town. There are potential other locations, you know, near Sustainable Beef, but
well, there's already some development potentially in that area too.
Yeah,
with the apartment
there
complexes.
There are some other modular homes up in that area, and it really fits the neighborhood profile. I know the folks at own River's Edge Golf Course; they're very excited about it too. You know,
great
people. They've wanted to have housing closer, you know, and so it would. Part of it would abut up against, I believe it's the number two hole.
Okay.
In at River's Edge, and so it checks all the boxes that you know we need to have to do it. So we're taking that through the process. Same time we're doing the Twin Rivers Business Park, so that'll come before the Planning Commission, and that would need to be rezoned. The city would have to agree to sell it. We know from the Sustainable Beef experience that it needs to be appraised, even though it has zero tax value that anybody's getting from that property right now. By paying the appraised value, you know, you would have some taxes then being garnered immediately, but certainly a lot, several, you know, down the line. You had another 51 houses, another 51 families, potentially filling another 100 jobs. But we need... This just barely scratches the surface of the housing that we need in the community from A to Z. I'm talking about low income, low and moderate income, the affordable workforce housing, the custom built homes, the upper end homes. I mean, we need it all.
Yeah.
And we have a wonderful opportunity that North Platte probably hasn't had since the the construction of Bailey Yard or the power plant, you know, over at by Sutherland, where you had a real economic spurt that, that changed the dynamics. What we have on our plate with sustainable beef, the rail park, the potential Inland Port Authority, what's going on, the redevelopment of the mall, the continued growth of Great Plains Health and the Walmart Distribution Center, the railroad stabilizing of the railroad, and they're looking for more workers as well. You know, all we're just checking all the boxes, but trust me, nothing is going to move the needle unless we do something about housing.
Got to have somewhere to live.
Yep. Housing is where jobs live. It's that pure and simple. And we can't build enough of them, you know, really to meet the potential demand. Since day one that I've been in North Platte, I've heard, you know, the criticism of the stagnation of the population base. Not saying good things didn't happen, you know, here and there, but it just...
Population remained about the same throughout those times.
And maybe dipped a little bit, you know, in the last two census. And so if we're gonna turn it around, we're going to grow like all of our five other peer communities that were same size as North Platte 1980. They've all shown growth, some of them significant growth, mm-hmm. and it's because they've been more aggressive at housing. And when you have available housing, you bring in more workers, you fill jobs, you don't frustrate employers. It just all goes hand in hand. Last week I was at a couple days and spent at the Nebraska Economic Developers Annual meeting. They only meet once a year. So it draws a big crowd. You've had about 150 people across the state that are involved in all the different economic development organizations that exist across the state of Nebraska. And, you know, it was a conversation to a T with every one of them that they're all involved in housing. Probably 30 years ago, or 40 years ago, you would have thought that's nuts for a mm-hmm. development corporation or a chamber of commerce to get involved in housing. Private sector kind of took care of all that. You could go out and concentrate on creating the jobs and so forth. But you look at all the publicity worldwide that North Platte's got in their last year, and everybody being intrigued about what's going on here, and everybody understand there's only 20, 30 houses on the market. We're still not seeing the housing developments move forward.
Yep.
So we have to move the needle. We have to do it as a community. And if this is a model that winds up working, you know, we may have to do more of them. We've obviously got enough on our plate with all the other projects.
But
people are, and companies and employers are looking to us to do something about it, you know. So that's another mission that we've got at least moving forward through the CRA. Now it'll go to the Planning Commission, and then it'll go back to the CRA, and then it'll go to the City Council, and then back to the CRA. And hopefully we get this all wrapped up in 35, 40 days. And that's all credit to Mayor Kelleher.
I mean, absolutely. Blessed to have him.
Oh, good gosh. I mean, we needed his leadership at this most critical juncture what North Platte's faced in quite some time in a very positive sense. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have that leadership and a city, other, you know, the city council members that are dedicated to economic development. The Planning Commission has been great to work with. CRA has really dealt with some tough issues, challenging issues. You know, sustainable beef was a perfect example of that.
And losing their chair as well, who had been chairing that committee since its inception in North Platte. So,
well, I'll tell you, and again, a credit to the mayor for picking Greg Wilkie, you know, to fill that position. Greg's very experienced in the banking world, the business world, well thought of in
the ag industry as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he really gets it. He really understands, and he has such a historic knowledge of everything that has occurred in the past and where we are and where we're headed. And so, couldn't ask for a better person in that position. Along with some very experienced people on the CRA. So, you know, they were very engaged in that conversation last week and asked a lot of great questions, you know, and everybody needs to understand, you know, the importance of it. We know anytime you talk about tax increment financing, you're going to have the critics, you know, coming out of the woodwork.
And it's controversial.
You know, it it shouldn't be to the extent it is.
No.
In North Platte.
But just those three words, when you hear TIF, it raises hairs in our community.
But communities that have embraced it and have the same size have probably done 3, 4, 5 times as many TIF projects as North Platte has, and it's what's helped move the economic impact of those communities. The economic impact analysis done by Ernie Goss with
world-renowned Ernie Goss
with Sustainable Beef spelled that out. He showed in graphs what happens when communities that did TIF as compared to those who were reluctant to do TIF, and the numbers of projects and what it's done to their economy, what it's done to their growth in their community, the additional population, additional housing that came about as a result of it. So it's, you know, philosophically, I could argue it all day long on the good side of the merit, because the beauty to me is you're not using any existing resources in a community. You're creating something out of nothing. You're banking on the future. And so for a little bit of pain, you get a whole lot of gain, just like these houses. Somebody's going to live in those houses for the next 100 years. They're going to earn paychecks that are going to be spent here. Their kids are going to go to school here.
They're going to shop here.
It just everybody wins.
Absolutely.
So if you just get past some of that and embrace it. If we had a community that would absolutely embrace all the opportunities that we have in front of us, well, we could really make things sing. I mean, like the mayor says, it's such a wonderful time to be in North Platte. You know?
Couldn't agree more. But in all seriousness, Gary, the divisiveness of our community has diminished in recent years, and that's great to see as well.
Yes, very much so. You know, I think part of it's the educational process.
Sure.
Some of us, you look at the facts at the end. How many millions of dollars have been added to our valuation? How many thousands of jobs have been created as a result of the projects? And there's just been a handful of them in North Platte. And so, you know, if you do this on a consistent basis and you do, say you do 3 or 4 a year, and you do that for the next 15 years, every year you're going to have project after project after project coming on full bore, and most of them get paid off well in advance just because of the nature of inflation and the way values get driven up and so forth. I mean, you're seeing houses out there right now on the market that are selling way over what their tax valuations are. And that's because of supply and demand. The
Absolutely.
Demand is so much greater than supply right now. And we've got to take part of the edge off there because we're not making it a very worker recruitment friendly place right now, because people need housing. And you got a lot of people from other parts of the country looking at rural communities,
yeah,
and looking at the slower pace of life and a place that's safe to bring your family or retire in. And again, it's opportunities. It's up to us to embrace it, and we will be as successful as we are in driving housing projects forward, because the rest of it is teed up and ready to roll.
Now, Gary, we've talked about some of the big projects going on throughout our community with Sustainable Beef, the rail park, the development of some of these houses potentially, development of a racetrack, casino potentially as well. But I need to talk about a big thing in more detail, and that being the mall. I was just at the mall this week and in the parking lot viewing some of the progress that's being made on construction, which, by the way, as a side note, I'm amazed at the amount of progress they've made with that construction despite everything. But I noticed on Sunday they have windows in some of the buildings and some of the floors at the new mall project. And it's just an example of some of the great things we have going on in our community. And you and I are both excited about the announcement of some of the stores that are going to be in the mall.
Absolutely.
You and I are especially excited about Freddy's, though.
You name it, A to Z.
Yep.
Whatever comes in there, I'm
You and I enjoy a good burger, though. Gary.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited about it all. But
yeah, no, for sure. And there's more exciting things to come also. Josh Harm has been a big part of that project, you know, from recruitment and financing standpoint, but he's on our board of directors. He said he got a trip up to the top level here recently, and he says that view is absolutely spectacular.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
You know, so and it's going to be right in the heart of our town. I mean, people, it's going to be an attention getter just looking at it. The company that's building it, NGC, they were at our the State Economic Developers Conference, had a bunch of brochures on their projects and so forth. And there was a really attractive brochure that had something that looked just like what's being built.
Oh, you know, awesome. There.
And I says, is that what it's going to look like? And they go, no, there's a new design. It's going to knock your socks off.
It's going to look better?
It's going to be better than what you're seeing there.
Man.
And I thought that was just wow. Had a real wow factor to it. So, no, it's going to be exciting. And certainly the sustained winds didn't help that at all. And, you know, in the supply chain, it just keeps impacting people. And
but despite it all, they're making progress.
They are.
There,
I'm... you know, every week it's just more amazing.
Yeah.
Of course, I drive by it two or three times a day. So, you know, it's like you see it every day. But then if you just take back and think about it or take a picture and then look at it, you know, 2 weeks later, you go, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And the sign is up too now. What a nice welcome to the community for folks coming in off the interstate on the ones.
It is. It's just, we're feeling really good about where North Platte, Lincoln County are right now. And I think this kind of tomorrow night at City Council meeting, you're going to hear about another really exciting project that's going to be openly discussed and laid out what the plan is. And so stay tuned. I mean, they're going to talk about the future of the North Platte Rec Center and all the good work that some committees have put into that over the last several years. And there's an exciting project that's going to... you know, the public in the end is the ones that are going to have to decide if they want this part of North Platte or not. But they'll talk about how it would be financed, you know, what the process is going to be. But it just adds icing on the cake to everything else going on.
Gary will join us back in the studio in the near future to discuss that in detail and discuss the chamber's stance on that too. But Gary, we know chamber and development, very sensitive field in terms of not wanting to tip your cap to other communities or other businesses, particularly about what may be going on. So there's always only so much that you and the board of directors can share. But tell us, we know there's some earth-changing things going on in our community right now. Are there some other exciting irons in the fire right now that aren't quite public yet?
Yeah, definitely, especially out at Rail Park.
Okay.
You know, we still have not, there still has not, even though we went through the application process in January, we still have had no formal announcement out of the state, the Department of Economic Development. Part of that, they wanted to see what was going to happen in the legislative session because there was additional funding and guaranteed funding that came forward, which nailed it, the whole thing. I mean, that was just great, great news. But until you hear, North Platte's number one in the pecking order. North Platte's application was received first. North Platte's application checked all the boxes. We think it's a great project. You know, until that happens, you know, we can't even say for sure, you know, we can move the project forward. But there is two, one is both of them are ag processing. And both of these projects, Corey Johansson with FNBO, and he's on our board of directors. He heads up our economic development committee. He was really instrumental in reaching out and making contacts on both these projects. And so they're one of them's a little smaller than the other, but one is of a magnitude of about $350 million. So we have a huge economic feasibility study going forward that potentially could be our anchor project at the rail park.
Wow.
And so a lot of moving pieces there. We'll probably know in 30, 45 days if that is going to come about and we go to the next step, you know, of trying to figure out all of it. But when it's ag processing, it's just like sustainable beef. You know, it goes back into the local producers' pockets instead of going to some third, broker, that middleman broker, you know, that's not has no association with our local economy. So if you can keep those dollars locally generated and moving forward, it has great, great potential. So real excited about both of those projects. I think you'll hear about one of them sooner than the other. And one, the smaller one looks to be almost a for certain thing.
Good, good.
So look for those announcements as well.
And there's going to be a domino effect. There always is. So we're excited for that as well.
Yep.
Gary, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, I think that our plate is full, obviously. We need the community to continue to support all that we're trying to get accomplished. It's certainly when you don't have to fight the fight all the time on the political field, and you got the community engaged and embraced and partnerships, and you got great things going on between the public and the private sector, and everybody gets it, and everybody wants the best for North Platte, and let's just go figure it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, one challenge after another. Let's take them all on and let's figure it out.
Encourage folks to keep up to date with the latest going on with the North Platte Area Chamber Development Corporation. You guys are very active on social media, especially Facebook. And anytime folks have questions, you guys are here to help the public be educated and informed as possible. So they're welcome to call the chamber as well.
Absolutely. And Cassie Condon just does a phenomenal job with our marketing and putting the electronic newsletter out once a week. It's got all the latest and greatest news.
And informative,
so
too.
One
I
more
look
reason
to
people
it.
Ought to belong to the chamber, you know,
absolutely.
So they keep informed.
Absolutely. Gary, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate the great work you're doing for our community, sir. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir.